Hey guys, this is Ryan Sickler. I am very excited to announce that I'll be part of the Netflix is a Joke Festival. I have my own show Sunday, May 12th at the Bourbon Room. Tickets are available right now at ryansickler.com. Go get them. Sunday, May 12th, Netflix is a Joke. All tickets at ryansickler.com. Let's sell this bad boy out. Miami, Florida. I'm bringing the Live and Alive tour your way. I'll be at the Miami Improv Friday, June 7th and Saturday, June 8th. Get your tickets now. All tickets are available at ryansickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back. I'm Ryan Sickler, ryansickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. And I'm starting this episode like I start all of them by saying thank you. Thank you for supporting whatever I do. All right. I love this show. This show has been a real breath of fresh air. I love doing this. We got a great team on this. We got Sam Vollen, we got Kirsten, we got Martine, everybody over here helping out. And if you want to help out, a free way to help the show is go to iTunes, give it a 5-star review. That's what we need to do. Just get it up there. Let everybody know about it. All right. If I'm in your town, when you're around, come see me on tour. All tickets are available at ryansickler.com. I am very excited to introduce this guest here today. Sitting with me in the Way Back, ladies and gentlemen, it's Andrew Santino. Welcome to the Way Back, Andrew Santino.
In the way, way back.
In the way, way back, bro.
I do know these seats very well. Yeah. Facing out to the road, looking at cars coming
out. That early anxiety where cars are skidding right up at your face.
Yeah, yeah. That's when this started, when you, like it's going to hit you. That thing.
Wait, plug whatever you'd like first. Do that at the top.
Oh, plug it. AndrewSantino.com. For the tickets, I'm going to be in May. I'll be in Phoenix, and then I'm in Nashville, and then I'm in San Francisco. Yeah, I do Phoenix, Nashville, Dallas, San Francisco. I'm working out the new hour. Working out the new hour, dude, before I do a big tour. I'm doing 6 clubs. I just wanted to pick clubs in all sorts of, you know. Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Oh, didn't like some of those dates. No, didn't like some of those cities. No, I get it.
She's like, nah, I want this.
Not a fan of Dallas or Nashville. Yeah, get that treat and come back up. So go see me while I work out before I do another tour next year, maybe. I don't know. I'm just doing 6 clubs. I want to feel it again. Don't you miss? I want to feel it again and do like the...
I'm in the middle of my tour. I even asked heavy. For some... I have my own Netflix May 12th. May 12th.
Netflix is a joke
Netflix
festival.
Netflix is a joke fest. They gave me the last day, which is a Sunday, and Mother's Day. All right, y'all. Netflix is a joke. Come on out and see me at the Bourbon That's Room. So Tickets good. Are available at ryansickler.com. For real, come see me. But anyway, yeah, I was like, let me go get some reps for that one.
You got to work out for that. Yeah.
So anyway, let's get to the back of the way back.
Let's get to the back of the way back.
How old are you now?
40.
All right, so you know this scene.
I'm a gentleman born in 1983. When I was a kid, there wasn't a bus that would take me to school. And my school was a little bit far enough away from our apartment that my mom couldn't get me there in the morning. You know what I mean? Like, it was too hard to get me there. And I don't know if she had a car at that time because her car got stolen. You know it's wild? You know whose fault it was?
Whose?
Mine.
Why?
I was in daycare. And I was watching
How's
a movie.
How's anything your fault if you're in daycare?
No. I was watching a movie and she came to pick me up. And in the old days, you could leave a car running and not think about it. You could run in a store.
No
That
doubt.
Was a very normal
Window
thing to
down,
do.
Window down.
Yeah, the keys were in. Yeah, it's running. Yeah. So she ran in to pick me up from daycare. And after a long day of work, and it was the winter, and she went inside and I wanted to finish the movie and I was throwing a fit about finishing the movie.
What was the movie? Do you even remember?
No, of course not. It was insignificant. But to me as a kid, I wanted to finish it. And then when she finally got me outside, the car was gone.
Nah, dude, it was gone.
You know, the best part, all my Christmas presents were in the back seat.
No!
Yeah, dude. And my mom was having breakdowns for days. And I had no idea. I was just humming along. There she is.
Oh, there she is.
There's Mo Money. That's Mo Money.
Look at Mo
Money.
And
there's my little sister.
She's trying to get you out of there, being a good mom, letting you stay, and now the car and Christmas are stolen.
Look at how I'm sitting, by the way. A fancy boy, bro. You either had to pee or you can't feel your penis yet. Your penis is so small.
Your nuts are definitely still up inside.
Yeah, they're way up inside.
They're still up inside.
But she was so hurt. Sure. She was so bummed. I felt so bad for my mom. And then I think a week later or something like that, the Chicago police called in the middle of the night. And they were like, yeah, Maureen. Oh, yeah, we found your car on a Dan Ryan. It's on the side of the road. You want it? And she was like, I mean, yeah, of course I want it. Is there anything inside of it left? He's like, it's on cinder blocks. It took the wheels off. The stereo's missing. One of the headlights is broken. There's cigarette burns on it. Come pick it up. My mom was
come
like,
come get it. How the fuck are you getting that? Yeah.
She was like, total the car. Total the fucking car. It's so good.
Dude, that happened to us, man. It's so funny. Chicago and Baltimore, two tough cities.
Tough.
I'll never forget. We had our station wagon. We had a 1979 Dodge Aspen limited edition wood panel.
Woo!
Maroon.
Fancy boy,
nice.
Huh?
Like that.
Wow.
Like that. Which also, I've said this before too, before we got that, that was handed down to us, that was one of my cousin's wedding limousines. It was her wedding limo. And after a couple years later, my dad's like, hey, Marguerite, what are you doing with that car? That wedding, even my little brother, when the guy walked up the aisle, my brother looked over and my brother just goes, he has dirt under his nails. He was like 8. You know what I mean? Like this, even he knew, like it's your day, bro. So we go out and we're playing on the sidewalk. It's Baltimore City, you know, little streets. And we don't have, for whatever reason, this day we don't have a ball, but we all were sports fanatics. So we just balled up a bunch of socks.
Sure.
And made like a little football thing out of it.
Right.
I'll never forget, man. One of the older dudes, he was like on the other, you know, the bride's side. The groom's side. We didn't know him, but he was wasted. He came out and he's like, we'll play with you kids. You know, we're like, okay. You know, we're like 13 or whatever. And we all know he's fucked up. We're just giving each other we're hitting, throwing him deep.
Throw
he's
to
trying
me.
To run and get it. And dude, he catches one and he trips over his own feet and his fucking head hits the pavement. Mm. I'll never forget when he got up, just a little flap of skin hanging down. We were like, oh shit. Fucked his whole face up at the wedding, bro. That at the reception back at the fucking
with
row
a sock
home,
football.
Dude, it was the wedding. Anyway, Christmas one year, my parents are split. We just went to my grandmom's house. My dad is there with us. We got all the gifts, and now we're about to head home. But before we do, we're going to see the Baltimore Blast play at the Civic Center.
I don't know who the Blast are.
Blast were, and still are, I think they're back now, but they were indoor soccer.
Soccer, oh,
you
yeah.
You had the Chicago Sting.
We had the Sting and the Fire, or our MLS team, the Fire. Yeah, but the
back
Sting
in the day,
was
the Sting, and you had Ivan Drago. He was the ball guy. That I was a big soccer guy, so we go watch all these. I'm pretty sure it was Chicago Sting.
No, it is the Sting. I know for a fact.
So this was the Blast, and the Blast were fucking good. They were really good. So we go down there. And my dad was never the guy that was going to park in a garage.
What do you mean?
We're finding fucking street,
street parking.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we're finding
paying for
street
parking.
We are not
pay for it.
Fuck that. I'm not paying. Back then,
$5. You think I got that kind of loose change? Yeah. Nah, dude, street parking.
Loose change.
Ryan, go walk around the block.
Yeah,
find a street parking.
Yeah. Everybody get out.
Get out. Go find a spot. And you had to stand in the spot. Remember that?
Yep.
It's reserved. It's reserved. My dad.
Okay, little white kid in Baltimore City. So we find a spot, we park, we go in, whatever, and we come out, whole back window's busted out.
Mm.
Christmas is gone.
Oh,
bro. Our skateboards, everything gone. And I was like, my daughter asks about that sometimes. I was like, you want to know what happened to me one Christmas, Stella? I was like, that's how rough Baltimore is. They stole Christmas.
Christmas gifts.
They don't care.
The Grinch, Baltimore the Grinch.
Chicago stole Christmas.
They did. And you know what? And my mom was... You know, it never made me feel bad about it, obviously, but as a kid, I felt terrible because I knew it was my fault. And I think I remember her saying, because she was, she had met my stepdad. They were maybe dating. They were dating, I think, at the time. But, you know, she was so nervous about what she was going to do. And my grandmother at the time, this is old school Catholic shit, was still kind of... You know, a little bit on my mom about the divorce. Was like angry that my mom got the divorce.
God,
even though my father was
no
in prison.
Because no matter what. Yeah, right, yeah.
It's like.
That's insane.
The guy went to prison. Yeah. But she was like, stick it out.
Yeah.
So I think they had a little, but my grandfather secretly gave my mom money on the side. By the way, and didn't have money. Like, didn't have money to give. He had 10 kids and was a fireman. He didn't have side money hanging, you know. So he gave her money to buy gifts again. And I think that was like, you know. One of those moments where
that's nice.
It's interesting that, it's like even families have no money, they find a way to like make shit work. But it ruined my mom for a while, I remember. So I don't know if I had a if we had a car. I don't know when the next time my mom had a car was. But so my school was far enough away where I couldn't really walk alone. She didn't really want me to walk alone. It was a little too far. So she found that there were other kids in the building that were going to my same school. And they had there was a guy and a wife, a husband and wife, who did like what would be like a rideshare service. This is, you know what I mean? Like how crazy, how early on this was.
The '80s.
Yeah, and they would take kids from the apartment building to this school. And I think he had some connection, but I never really understood what it was. But it creeped me out a little
Listen,
bit.
Listen, man, here's the thing. I'm just going to pause you for a second, because as a man.
Yeah.
Unless you got credentials and paperwork, you don't get around kids. You just don't.
But back then, we got in anybody's car. It didn't matter. Yeah,
that's true. But the man himself.
Yeah, I know.
Unless you're, again, you got documentation that you've been working around children, you should just opt to not want to be. I used to, when I lived at my, before my daughter's mom and I split, I lived next door, and there was little girls that lived there. And it was community. They'd come in and out, and I would just say, hey, when I'm in here alone, they're not allowed over here.
Right.
They're just not allowed over here.
Yeah, that's
good. I don't
want
any little kids in this home when I'm here by myself.
No.
I'm shutting my motherfucking door.
That makes sense.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
Just that's my rule.
That's a good rule.
I don't want to be around anybody else's kids.
Right.
If I'm in charge of babysitting, all that, cool. But what if I just get out of the shower?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, and I'm in the privacy of my own home doing nothing
wrong.
Kids
running around.
Right. They're running in and out.
Get out.
Get out. But anyway, back to your creepy carpool.
So our creepy carpool, that was before carpool karaoke.
Yeah.
It was creepy carpool. So he would always be with his wife, always him and his wife, which doesn't mean anything because they could have both been psychos. But they would always be eating. They were very large people, very large
people. While
they're
driving,
always,
eating?
Always.
Like, what kind of
full
stuff do you
fucking
remember?
Meals, bro.
Not Doritos?
No, dude, full meals. He'd have a platter from Boston Market. He'd be eating like a half chicken.
Boston Market.
He'd be eating a half chicken on the way to school. But we didn't say anything.
7:30 in the morning.
Dude, yeah, 6:45. But we didn't say anything because it was like we were kind of scared of them. They weren't mean.
How many kids are in the car? Like their kids? Did they have kids, by the way?
See, dude, we got to do that. We have to.
I'm
calling my mom right now.
Did they? If they didn't have kids, this is even creepier.
No, I think they did.
Okay, at least one child. Like, hey.
But they were also related to somebody. She's got to do it.
It's first phone call on the way back. The warm months are here, the sun is setting later, and we all want to make the most of that. Whether it's a beach trip, family vacation, or just hanging out in the backyard, summer requires extraordinary hydration that's built for everyday dehydrating moments. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients all in a single stick. It couldn't be easier to do. You grab 16 ounces of water, you rip the tab off, you pour it in, you shake it up, and you enjoy it. They offer a variety of flavors, including sugar-free options in white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and lemon lime. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code WAYBACK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code WAYBACK at liquidiv.com. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, something like, I think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds, or I know it's going to take over a minute to down that 2-liter. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. One of the cool things about Pick 6 is you don't even have to know a thing about basketball. You can still play and have fun. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. You pick between 2 and 6 players, and you choose if they'll have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more, right? You track your picks and you play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code SICKLER for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code SICKLER only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, Visit dkng.co/picksixstate. Void where prohibited. See terms at picksix.com, draftkings.com/promos.
Hello.
Hey, Mom. I'm on a podcast, so don't say anything racist like you usually do.
Oh, well, I'm glad you said that because I would have.
I know. Ma, real quick. Remember the couple that picked us up and took me to school in the station wagon?
Grandma and Grandpa? Yeah.
What was their connection to how did you find them?
I think they found me. I'm not sure.
That's even creepier, dude. They're seeking you out.
Mom, how did we end up taking rides from that guy and that woman?
Someone in the building gave me their information. Someone at 1111.
And they drove. There was like six of us, right? Or seven. How many kids were in the van?
I thought there was only like four or five.
Four or five. Yeah, there was. Okay, Mom. One less. Sorry. But they didn't. Mom, did they not have kids?
Well, they were. I don't know.
I don't know. This is how parenting was back then, too, right?
Mom, they didn't have kids that went to school with us. They were just driving us to school, right?
Right. Right. Exactly. They were retired, and that was what they did.
Nope. And you shoved me in the backseat of a station wagon with other children with two people you didn't know well. Yeah?
Yeah.
No seatbelts.
No seatbelts. Mom, they would eat full meals in the front seat and we wouldn't be strapped in, bouncing down the street.
Okay, 30 years ago, no one did that.
I know, Ma. I know. It was a different story. I know.
No one paid attention to seatbelts 30 years
ago. I know. I love it. Do you remember how much it cost, Mom? Do you remember how much it cost?
God, no, I don't.
And Mom, what was the car that got stolen when you picked me up from daycare? What kind of car? I think it was a red Cutlass. I'm almost positive.
I think you're right.
Do you blame Andrew for the car being stolen and Christmas being stolen?
Well, I typically like to make sure that I can find ways to blame him, but this one, not the case. I was going in a nice neighborhood, running up the stairs, five stairs, right to the left, you know.
And you left, but you left the car running. That's the problem.
Sure. Most people did. Yeah.
Maureen, let me just give you, this is Ryan Sickler here, and I just want to tell you something. That's who you steal from. You go to the nice neighborhood.
That's exactly
right. You don't go to the shitty neighborhoods and steal from those people.
That's why I moved there.
Yeah, that's why we moved there. to get robbed in style. All right, I love you. Thank you for enlightening me about all my trauma. Bye. I'll call you later.
Bye.
I love you. Bye.
That was great.
But that was, see what I mean though? I thought my memory was wrong.
Retired couple.
Yeah, but
no,
my
kids.
Mom never remembered how we met them, because I remember as kids thinking, who are they related to? I would just get in this man's car. And all the time they were late. So to pick us up, they were late.
Late, late, they were
late all the time. They were late all the time. All the time. But like when we were kids, I swear to God, they were probably only like in their late 50s. But like the guy worked, I think he was a retired city guy is what I think I remember. And she never worked. But I don't think they had kids. I don't even know if they lived in our building. I don't remember. But we would climb in this guy's car. They'd eat a full meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And they made, and it was like Orphan Annie. It was like nobody said a word.
It was just silent. Creepy. They were up playing music.
We would talk to each other. We would like whisper to each other sometimes.
Do you know who they are?
Yeah.
But there was never any weird.
Nothing. No. They weren't gross or weird. Nothing,
but I mean, nothing inappropriate. Accident, nothing. They just got you there.
No,
and did they take you back?
Often they were late to pick us up. They were late. So I remember waiting in the rain a few times.
The rain.
I swear to God. It'd be raining. I'd be just waiting and I'd be half under an awning. But I didn't know. But obviously, there's no cell phone. If they're there and you're not there, they leave. They think maybe you got picked up by somebody else. Again, another sign of the times. You couldn't text or call and go, hey, I'm grabbing the kids today. Don't worry about
it.
If they didn't see you where you were supposed, you had to be by the light pole outside of that front. I know exactly. I remember there was four doors, you know, two double doors, and there was a light pole right on the side street. If you weren't there when school got out and they weren't there, they wouldn't pick you up. And then I'd have to go back, have a teacher try to call my mom at work, which that's not a good look. Because she's angry.
So are they taking you to and from school?
Yeah, because
both
there was
ways.
No bus. Yeah,
okay.
There was no.
They're doing both.
The bus wouldn't take me because of the distance. It was too close, but not far. You know what I mean?
Could you imagine an old couple right now just going to a school and be like,
we just want to drive a bunch of kids in our wagon.
Just pick up some five kids.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's insane. Yep. But I loved sitting in the back. I liked sitting in the back a lot because I could, there was so much more room in the back. I love being in the back.
Best spot.
Yeah, but we couldn't, you know what's so funny? I remember too, now it's like jogging my mind. We weren't allowed to like eat or bring any drinks or soda or anything
Wait,
like that.
While
in the
they're
car.
Having a meal?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nah, dude.
I swear to God. Because, you know, I know their logic is kids are going to spill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though they're having
a
full buffet
KFC
in the front.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
They used to take us every day. And there's only one kid I knew, Philip, a little Jewish kid, taught me everything I needed to know about Jewish holidays. I remember how shocked I was. By the way, he got laced up for Hanukkah. Laced up.
Did he?
His gifts were bananas. He was the first guy I knew. He had the Game Boy, the handheld Game Boy with all of the games. All of the games. And he wouldn't share, which, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Very Jewish. No, I'm kidding. But I remember him shocking me about Christmas and all that stuff, and I didn't understand. He was the first one to teach me about all that Hanukkah and all that
Bro,
stuff. And
the,
he rode
the
in the car
kid
with
in
me.
Our neighborhood got the shit kicked out of him because he was the one that told
oh,
everybody
we beat him
Santa
up.
Wasn't
no.
real. That's why.
No.
Not because he was Jewish.
No.
Because he was like, hey, you're fucking
Santa's,
bullshit.
Fake, yeah.
And people just jumped on him and pounded him. Not had nothing to do with his
no.
religion.
The OG.
And everything to do with Santa.
It was just Santa, man. He ruined my dreams.
It wasn't about Santa's fake. It was like, hold up. As a kid, if you think, well, if Santa's not real, then the presents go away. You don't consider someone else is still bringing presents.
Correct.
And when this little 6-7-year-old kid told him Santa wasn't real, those kids saw their presents go and they fucked him up. They fucked him up.
We had, but that station wagon, that apartment building, that was probably some of my best childhood memories before we left the city. That was like some of my, that neighborhood
what do you
I
remember?
Loved.
Yeah, what do you remember
Learning
about?
How to ride a bike. My dad yeah. taught me how to ride, my stepdad taught me how to ride a bike out front. It's so funny to like learn how to ride a bike in the middle of a city, in the middle of like a heavy part of the city. It's, I could have easily
That's
wheeled
my
myself.
How to ride
I could have
a bike,
wheeled
yeah.
myself right on Dearborn and gotten killed. Yeah, right across the street, kitty corner was White Hen. There they are, White Hen. Yeah, mine was on the corner downtown.
It's like a Wawa back in the day or
exactly,
something like that.
Same thing.
Yeah.
But White Hen is where I used to go get. Long John Donuts is what chocolate Long Johns. You know, you don't know. No, we call them Long Johns. Mm. You don't do that. You know, crullers. You know, long or whatever.
Yeah,
whatever those are called. What do you call them? Like maple bars.
Maple bars.
But
yeah.
they were chocolate. So
right.
my mom would call
I
them.
I like the chocolate bar.
Yeah, Long John. The Long yeah. John is what. So she'd let me go over there and go get a. I could go get two Long Johns, at White Hen Pantry. Like those kind of, those memories of that neighborhood. The worst memory, I'll tell you. Good transition, is outside of the White Hen Pantry.
Good and bad, right here. Huh?
I walk downstairs one day, and I see red all over the street. There was a commotion at night. I remember there were cops and everything. And my mom and my stepdad, dating at the time, told me a paint truck spilled paint all over the street. Paint everywhere. And then I went downstairs that next morning, and the doorman, this, I wish I remember his name, this big, heavyset black dude, and I was, you know, he was always nice to me. And he was like, oh, how you doing? I said, oh, my mom told me the paint spilled last night all over the street. He's like, nah, it wasn't no paint.
Nah.
It was not no paint. It was a John didn't pay a hooker. And she took care of it.
He's telling you this shit as a kid.
I could call my mom again. She'll tell you. He told me as a child, a hooker killed a guy. He didn't pay her. He was kicking. They were in a fight. They were drunk, and he kicked her out of his car. And she had a gun in her purse. Pulled it out. Boom! Shot him right there, right in front of the apartment complex.
Damn!
But, I mean, she shot him. It is gross, but shot him close at the head. So blood was all over the place. But the doorman told me,
"No paint.
I don't know paint.
That wasn't no paint. Man.
That wasn't no paint truck. That was a John didn't pay a hooker.
John's head painted all
that's
over.
John's,
the
that's John's
sidewalk.
Paint. There go John's paint." That one shook me for a long time.
I'll bet, yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I didn't see any remnants of the crime, so it was my imagination, which
right.
is probably scarier
Worse.
Than the real thing.
Absolutely.
That was there was nothing left over of the crime. They had towed the car in the dead middle of the night, and there was a crime.
But did you ever see the red? You saw the red?
100%.
Or no?
That's
you
why
did.
I asked my mother what okay. it was. I remember thinking
no body covered up.
No. Just blood. No, but there was blood. There was a pretty fair amount of blood all over the place. I mean,
yeah, that's
must
the last thing that's got to be cleaned.
Yeah,
she must have been like, gah, 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 gah.
She went off on him.
Yeah, she probably emptied that clip.
She's like, 100, 200, 300, 400. That's 300. What you owe me. Yeah. Shot him up outside of the apartment. That was right in front of the White End Pantry. It was like right on the corner.
Your bike right through it with little blood tracks on it.
My little GT. And
is that what you had, the GT?
I had the GT.
That's a good bike. You had a good bike.
Though. Not when I was that young. I got the G when I was a teenager. Yeah. When I was that young, that's I just back. Had whatever.
Mongoose, Hutch. These were big ones. GT
BMX bike. That was the one.
This was a great one.
That was such a cool bike.
Pegs on it
and pegs
everything.
On it. Yeah, the GT was right. That was such a big deal.
Remember when you hit a free wheel for the first time?
Come on, man.
And you're like, oh, fuck, it's there's incredible. No brakes back
no
here.
No brake back
yeah,
there, baby.
Bro.
You can let it spin.
Yeah, I told my daughter, she just did it the other day and ate her shin up. She's like, I go, listen to me right now. We're not going inside, and that's going to happen 1,000 more times in your life.
Did you roll up the jeans? Did you roll up your pant leg?
No.
Oh, see, I always rolled it up on the way to school because I didn't want my jeans to get stuck. My jeans were so baggy, I didn't want them to get stuck in the chain.
Yeah, no, I would have grease all over.
Oh, yeah, dude, I hate it. I would
jeans.
Roll mine up because my jeans were so big that they would get stuck in the chain all the time. I ripped so many jeans right here, right down there from getting stuck in the chain. I didn't care if grease got on them. I didn't want them to rip a hole. That's what I was scared of.
We were talking before we recorded. You want a talent show at some point. Let's hear about your talent show.
I won a
show.
Talent show in high school. That was
in high school?
Yeah, in high school. Not any. That was when I was older. I won like the... Did you have like a Mr. High School or whatever? Like a did you do any of those like superlative things where it's like...
They did the yearbook things like most...
Never a talent show though.
We had a talent show. Yeah, we did a talent show. So I forgot all these things that I was in. I actually have my yearbooks here and I started looking through them for this show and I was like, oh shit, I forgot that I was at the vice president of the varsity club. I don't even
you
remember.
Don't even know,
I didn't remember. I'm in all the photos for it. I'm like, I did that back then.
Yeah.
But we had a talent show and I had to do a specific, it was some dance from, I don't know what it was, like a production for the varsity club thing. But then when I went home that night, my brother, my buddy Matt Schilling, I go downstairs and we had an unfinished basement. But what we did was we had the concrete wall here and then we took boxes and lined it and we took a big carpet and threw it down and we made a mini indoor soccer arena downstairs.
Cool.
And we played with a ball this big and you're going in that concrete wall
getting
like
hit.
Hard.
But we had a kid.
Hard.
We had unfinished for a long, long, long time. And then there was a kid, Charlie Macko. Charlie Macko was athletic, so he could skate.
Could he flip?
Yeah,
the kid that could flip.
Oh, he could flip.
I hate it. You know, yeah, back.
Flip.
Like
he could do anything.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
But he had in his basement. They were hockey kids, roller hockey. So they rollerblades. They would.
Oh.
But they had a little mini ramp that they'd put out in the street out front of their house. So they would have ramps they could go off of. They'd have hockey in the basement. That was like one of those houses where. The basement was imagination land.
Yes.
I couldn't believe that his dad
That's
would let
exactly
him do that.
What we would do.
It was like no rules. My basement, my dad was like, you rollerblade down there, and if I find wheel scuffs and brake scuffs, I'm like, it's concrete. It's raw. He's like, if I see him down there, you're going to be washing them off this weekend.
Our rule was if someone gets hurt,
ripping. Ripping. That's at Nanny and Paul's house in North Carolina. That said, my
they had you fucking proper though. Look,
oh, dude, they didn't
helmet,
want me to.
The elbows,
they didn't want me
knees.
To. They didn't want me to fall and get hurt. My little.
That
hurt
was
my
our rule. Knee. If someone comes up crying, it's over.
It's over.
So if we fucked you up and like my little brother's crying, I'm like you stay down here.
Don't
stay down
don't
here.
Don't cry
over there. You cry over there. You don't go upstairs. We're not done. But anyway, all this to say, I go downstairs and the three of them are down there and. It's so funny. They're doing Rick James Super Freak. They're trying to do a little routine. And they have, we end up putting life jackets on. Okay. We go shirtless because we're in high school. We look good back then.
Yeah.
We put the orange life preserver over. We just have a pair of shorts on and we call ourselves the floating seaman. Okay.
Okay.
That's it. We take a hole across the entire front of the stage. We made a wave and it said the floating seaman on it. And then we got up and we did a ridiculous choreographed dance that we made up to Super Freak. I'm not kidding you, Santino. You can time it on us because a week later, MC Hammer drops Can't Touch This with the Super Freak thing in it. We're like, what the fuck?
You did it.
We did it. And boom, it went nuts. So that was the talent show I was in. We took second place. to a kid named, I believe his name was Alvin Richardson. And he was also like, there was no way they were going to let the floating seaman. He was like classically trained pianist.
Right.
And, you know,
right, he was, right, right. He was going to rip.
He's up there playing Bach and shit. They were not going to let the floating seaman take first place. So I did get into one and I took second.
What was your superlative in high school? Like, what were you most likely to, did you know? Did you have one of those?
I mean, I knew, but I wasn't.
You never, it was never a thing.
I knew I was going to be a comedian.
Most likely
a
comedian.
I knew I was funnier than every, I read a book one time. I started reading a book one time and it said, were you the class clown? I was like, no, I wasn't.
Right.
And then I turned the page and it said, did you always know you were funnier than the class clown? I was like, boom.
Yeah, that was
I just didn't need the attention that fucking idiot needed. You know what I mean? I didn't need it. And I was like, that's some weak bullshit you're bringing in here anyway.
I was a clown, but you know what it really was is I just really liked to do my own thing all the time. And then I found drugs in high school and I was never around. I quit basketball.
Quit sports from that?
I quit basketball senior year.
We had
senior,
a friend that did that
year,
too. Yeah, that's...
I got over it. Yeah. I like to still play intramural, but I didn't want to hear a coach. I hated my coach.
I hated him, dude.
We hated each other.
I loved baseball, and we had a garbage coach, and all of us quit because of that guy, and it sucked because we loved
I hated
baseball.
Him, man. And his son played in the high school, you know, same district, but 5-6 schools away or whatever. We played them summer league, and I'll never forget how bad I wanted to work this kid because I hated his dad. So I fouled out within the first 5 minutes of the game because I hit him as hard as I could. Every time he went up, I clobbered this motherfucker. I wanted to lay on his neck. I hated it. I fouled out so fast. And oddly enough, I didn't get yelled at once by the coach for all that shit. Like, he never said one word, but I was clearly bullying his son. And I went off. I think I had 16 or 18 that game. I was having a great game.
And
I was
like, fuck
throwing
it.
Elbows at every chance. Oh, yeah, I fouled out immediately. I obviously, it was payback for all the shit that I put up with the coach. But the coach was a dick. All the moms and dads hated his ass. I never liked this dude. He wasn't constructive. He was critical, never constructive.
I hate that.
That's the worst part about a coach. If you have no constructiveness to your criticism, kids are just going to feel negative about the way they play.
That's right.
Yeah, he was. I couldn't stand this dude. I'm not going to even say his name. I'm not going to give him the justice.
Coach Dick.
Coach Dickhead. Yeah.
Tell me about the talent show.
Oh, I won. It was Mr. High School, and it was like a tiered thing. There was like a fashion portion, a physical talent portion.
I see. So they did like a Mr. Universe sort of the school.
Yeah, and my talent was.
So wait, you did the fashion part too? You had to do all of them like a runway model?
Yeah, look at that, dude. High school, baby.
Look at that haircut.
That
Ron,
gelled up
it.
Here.
I had the Caesar for a little bit. Look at your bags, bro. Spaghetti bags.
Caesar, that's too much dressing, baby. That's way too much dressing.
That is way too much dressing, bro. You got the anchovies all in there,
bro. Look at it. And those ears, my ears, finally I grew into my ears a little bit. My grandfather used to be like, you look like a taxi coming down the street with the doors open.
I had big ears too. I have a picture of me with humongous
so
ears.
Stupid.
My head had to get
so
fat.
I won that talent show in
so
high school.
So you're doing fashion, whatever, fitness too?
You had to do fashion, you had to do a physical talent, and then you had to do a group thing with something with like that, like what you did. Yeah.
And is this in front of the whole school?
Yeah. I mean, hypothetically, I don't know, you know, how many people showed up.
But I mean, it's right there. It's not like
in the auditorium.
Ongoing.
No, it was in the auditorium one night. Yeah, it was a night. And then
what made you want to do it?
You know, like a lot of my friends on the basketball team did it. Like, we all kind of did it together. It was like,
it would be funny to me and fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I wanted to, it was fun. It was really fun. And then I won by singing or rapping. I rapped Blackalicious, the ABCs. I don't know if you know anything about this, but yeah.
You rapped that whole thing?
I did, yeah. I did.
And then that was what put you over the top.
Yeah,
was
they
the
loved
place
it.
Going nuts?
Well, I made a couple of jokes up top. I wish I remembered the first couple of things I said because I didn't want to do comedy yet. But my friends were like, tell jokes. But I was so nervous. So I was like, well, I can rap. I can do the Blackalicious rap. So I told a couple jokes up top and then they got laughs and then I went right into the song and they loved it. I wish I had it on film.
And then you won?
Somebody
probably does. I know there were VHS parents out there.
Well, there
back
had to
be
something.
Someone's
filmed.
Got something somewhere.
I don't think the parents, but maybe the
school
did it. But I don't even remember if they did it back then. Isn't that sad though? By the way, man, all that shit's lost in the Matrix.
Gone.
Now we film everything that's worthless, and
Here's my lunch.
Yeah.
Back then, you got a real goddamn moment that's just gone.
Gone. But that's why it's so amazing. It's gone, it's gone forever.
So you're Chicago, obviously the heyday of the fucking Bulls. You got
the best.
I mean, insane.
It's the best.
I love Dennis Rodman. I've said this so many times. Dennis Rodman was so good at his job. People don't realize that Michael Jordan was the scoring champion.
Yeah.
And at the same time, Dennis Rodman was the rebounding champion.
Yep.
And that's incredible because if a guy on your team is the scoring champion, that already diminishes your amount of opportunities for even more. Like if Michael Jordan sucked or was just mid, think how many more rebounds Rodman would have fucking had. That's insane. So he's getting them off to other people's misses.
Yeah,
you know
worm,
what I mean?
The
That's
worm was a defensive
unbelievable.
God. He was, I just thought he was amazing. And I also loved the hate. Like, I loved the hate. I thought he was such a great heel.
You got to have the heat. That's it, man.
He was the
wrestling,
great heel.
All of it doesn't work without a heel.
Well,
none
but also,
of it does.
We all learned that he was so lovable. He just had a troubled upbringing. He had a tough life. So his hate stemmed from the fact that he was loud and brash and unique and different. By the way, you talk about what's going on in society today. He broke all those rules. He was wearing dresses, painting his nails.
Thank you.
And it's so funny.
He did a wedding for himself,
and people,
for Christ's
sake. People were like,
"This
is weird and gross." I thought it was wild. I was like, "This dude is having fun, and there's no rules, and you don't have to." You know, the NBA couldn't stand him.
Nope.
They could. David Stern couldn't stand him because he did whatever he wanted, but you couldn't. He was undeniable. He's one of the greatest ball players of all time. You couldn't take that away from him. But so my mom and I were going, and at the time, I'm almost positive he had green hair. Yeah, at the time, he had the green, that one right there. And
as we were talking about, I was saying, I remember he was so big, even in Baltimore. I remember it was McDonald's, you said, that had cups. When the ice would change, his
hair would
change
colors.
It was just fucking
wild.
It
was the best.
Or Slurpees, or I can't
remember.
No,
it was McDonald's cups.
Yeah,
it was McDonald's cups. Look, there they are, the four color
there
changing
they are.
Cups. Yeah, the green hair. That's 96. Oh, no. And then he dyed his hair for the commercial, five different colors.
There it is.
But I remember the green I thought was so cool because I had, you know, I've had orange hair my whole life. So it's already Rodman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm already a little Rodman.
Yeah.
But I wanted to dye it green because I thought that was dope. So I made my mom.
You dyed that Caesar green, bro?
No, it was. I put that lettuce back to its real color.
Yeah.
I
would love to see that haircut dye.
Dude,
green,
I wish I had a photo. I colored
it. Did you buzz it?
It was real short at the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I colored it with, I must use 7 or 8 cans of green dye, green hair dye. And like that, like when he hit up Letterman. And I'm not kidding. Maybe a week it stayed in my hair. Maybe a little bit more. My mom, we couldn't wash it out. My mom was using dish soap. She used all this stuff. It had like singed to my hair. You know why? Because I didn't wash it out. After the game.
Oh, you left the sweat.
I left it in. I left it
in.
I probably left it in for a day or two. When you're a kid, you're not fucking washing your hair every day.
No.
I didn't even learn about washing my balls and asshole as a kid. You didn't know about that shit. You had no idea.
You just soaked it.
Yeah, you just got in there, got water, got out. But I think, I'm telling you, dude, I think it was in my hair for a week. I think it was a week that it was still in my hair. And my mother used everything possible. But she would take bar soap. We had Dial bar soap. And she would rub it as hard as she could on my hair, thinking that was going to get out. She's like, shampoo's not strong. Just scrub Dial bar soap on your hair. But that was a game. It was just me and my mom. And that was one of those, that was just a phenomenal moment. Because my mom loved sports. And I thought that was so cool to go to a game with my mom.
Yeah.
I went with my dad. But I mean, to go with just my mom was kind of wild. And she let me bring a poster.
And she's supporting the green hair and all
she
that
was cool.
stuff.
Yeah,
like
she,
having
wow,
a fun
dude,
time.
She, the Mo Money was, she went through a lot. So I give her nothing but credit.
Ooh, somebody snuggling up.
Yeah, you snuggle up real close, baby girl.
Brother, I love you.
I
thank
love
you for
too.
Doing this.
Thank
this
you,
is a
man.
Lot of fun. Promote whatever you'd like one more time.
Yeah, just
please.
Go to AndrewSantino.com. Bobby and I are done on tour. Bad Friends is done in the United States. We go to Dubai in May, which is crazy. We do one show in Dubai, and then we go to Australia. Those tickets will be on sale soon, but that'll be down in November. At the end of the year, we go to Australia, New Zealand. We're playing, name a city, and we're playing down there, down under. But AndrewSantino.com for my club run before I get ready to film the hour.
Good for you, bro.
Thank you, baby.
Thank
I'm working.
You.
Thank you.
I know you are. As always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Come see me on tour. Tickets are at RyanSickler.com. Go give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Let's get everybody learning a little bit more about this show. And thank you for everything, guys. We'll talk to you all next week.